It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal weekly. On the show with us this week, creator frontman Mila Petroza. How you doing?
Very good, Jackie.
Great to have you back on the show. It's been such a long time. We are here to celebrate the new creator record, Hate Uberalis, which is out now. And Mila, albums are snapshots in time, sort of a reflection of the artist and the world around them. What does Hate Uberalis reveal about you in relation to the world today?
It's kind of like what I felt during the last couple of years, especially being at home, like most of us during the pandemic, having nothing to do but writing a new record, really, and couldn't reach. I could reach out to the fans on the internet, but there was no real physical concerts possible during that time. So, Hate Uberalis to me means it's like a reflection, maybe a resume of the last 5 years since we have recorded our last album, Gods of Violence.
Mila from Creator with us. The new record, Hate Uberalis, is out now. Here's the title track on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Mila from Creator on the show with us. We're celebrating the release of Hate Uberalis, the new record from Creator, and it assimilates different musical styles into metal, particularly Sophia Portnett singing on Midnight Sun. Mila, why was it so important to create that contrast on this album?
Yeah, absolutely. We're still thinking like albums. I know a lot of bands, they're thinking singles nowadays and Spotify clicks and followers. You know, we're thinking albums. And the song Midnight Sun, which was inspired by this Ari Aster movie, Midsommar, that came out a couple of years ago. In that movie, there's this very strong female protagonist, and she's kind of like carrying the story a little bit. And I had the vision of bringing that into our music, since the song, the lyrics were very inspired by that movie. And Sophia, I've known her for a little bit, and we were friends, and when we got together in the studio, it kind of clicked, you know. And I wanted to make sure that it really fits what we do, because we have never, unfortunately, in the past, we've never really had a song where it did fit to have a guest singer, a female guest singer. And Sophia, to me, sounds like she's a part of the band, and it really feels natural to me, and it feels very unique. And it's not like your everyday. I think sometimes in metal it can be a little cliche if bands would do like the growling voice, and all of a sudden an opera singer would, you know, like Celtic Frost started back in the day.
Right.
We didn't want that. We wanted to do something that we haven't done before. Absolutely, in order to have more variety on the record.
Mila from Creator on the show with us. Their new record, Hate Uberalis, is out now. Coming up, we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit, music from Testament. Mila's going to be picking music. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Mila from Creator on the show with us, talking about the new record, Hate Uberalis. And Mila, growing up, opera was prevalent in your household. What influence does that bombast and expressiveness still have on your own music?
I think that I listen to all kinds of genres, and I don't really think in these categories. To me, music either has to touch me or doesn't. You know, I have to feel something when I listen to certain music. And of course, this opera and this classical music would have like a very like meaningful, epic sound to it. And maybe that's a kind of like reflection on music on certain songs. Of course, there's like songs like Killer of Jesus, Hail Wallace, that are really raw, but there's also some songs that have epic vibe to it. And maybe in these songs, you can kind of get like a a glimpse of that kind of influence.
Milla from Creator with us. The new Creator record, Hate Uber Alice, is out now. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Misfits, Slayer. More with Milla coming up right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. Milla Pedrosa from Creator on the show with us. We are talking about the new Creator record, Hate Uber Alice, and it is a powerful, dynamic album. Why are thrash bands so adept at maintaining a high level of proficiency so deep into their careers?
I don't know what other thrash bands do, but I think that Creator, for us, we have always tried to justify the fact that we're putting out another album out after like so many years. We could easily do like a best of set, and we could do like four or five tours without playing the same set list. We have like 140 songs before we did went into the studio to do Hate Uber Alice. So to me, it's always like, if you come up with a new record, it should have something unique. It should have something fresh. It should be something that you haven't done before as a band. And it, of course, should be powerful. Of course, you should maintain the energy, and it should be meaningful. I don't like when bands just put out records to go back on tour. For us, it's always like, and I don't want to sound like too arty, but it should be a piece of art. It should be a statement. It should be something that reflects your emotions that you had when you wrote these songs. So I always make sure that it's a powerful arrangement are right in the pocket, and it's fun to listen to a Creator album. I think Hate Uber Alice, you get that. You get a very fun thrash metal, also some more melodic stuff, some more weird stuff. So I think that's what we're about. We always had it, like, did it like that. And I think the older I get, the more I want to make sure that we come up with quality records.
Hate Uber Alice, the new record from Creator, is out now. Milla from Creator with us. Quick break up next. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, plus a new tune from Bullet for My Valentine. They're releasing an expanded version of their 2021 self-titled record that has a couple of new songs on it. So we'll hear one of those tracks and more with Milla after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. Milla from Creator with us. The new record is called Hate Uber Alice, and it's out now. And Milla, you were young and relatively inexperienced when the first Creator album was released. When did you hit your stride in terms of understanding the craft of making music?
That's a good question. I say that when we were doing the first two albums, we were still trying to figure out how it's done. And maybe when we did Extreme Aggression, that's when I kind of understood how it works, which didn't mean that from then onwards I wouldn't try to absorb new influences and learn new things. But I think Extreme Aggression is the first time that when we consciously went into an album, we understood the process of producing an album and the difference of producing an album and recording songs. So it's like, we had this producer back in the day, Randy Burns, who really, really helped me at the time. And I learned such a lot from him. And I think I'd say Extreme Aggression onwards. That came out in 89. So yeah, quite a while ago.
Milla from Creator with us. Pick up the new record from Creator, Hate Uber Alice. Milla, it was so great to hear your voice and catch up with you. And I hope to see you again very soon.
Absolutely.
Stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.